This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. With the number of confirmed coronavirus infections around the world topping 3.2 million, the United States says it expects to start producing potential vaccine doses by the end of the summer. Meanwhile, more and more governments are imposing or reimposing strict quarantine and social distancing guidelines to blunt the spread of the disease. More than 575,000 people have died of the virus worldwide. The U.S.-based cable channel CNBC reported Monday that a senior Trump administration official told reporters the manufacturing process is already underway, even though they aren't sure which vaccine, if any, will work. The official is quoted as saying they are already buying equipment, securing manufacturing sites, and acquiring raw materials. A new set of social distancing measures took effect Tuesday in Hong Kong that includes mandatory face masks for people using public transportation. Violators are subject to fines of up to $645. That's $5,000 in Hong Kong currency. Restaurants are banned from offering indoor dining after 6 p.m. and gyms, movie theaters, and karaoke bars are once again ordered to shut down. That's in response to a new order announced by Chief Executive Carrie Lam. It limits group gatherings from 50 people to 4. The new guidelines have forced the closure of Hong Kong Disneyland, which had just reopened last month. The Asian Financial Hub reported 52 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Monday, including 41 that were locally transmitted, prompting authorities to issue a warning of a potential large-scale outbreak. The city has reported more than 1,500 total coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. In the United States, which boasted well over 60,000 new infections on Monday, more than three dozen states are seeing a dramatic rise in new coronavirus cases on a daily basis, forcing many of them to reverse plans to reopen their economies after shutting them down during the initial phase of the outbreak. California Governor Gavin Newsom extended on Monday the closure of bars, restaurants, gyms, churches, and amusement centers from 19 counties to the entire state. The neighboring northwestern state of Oregon has banned gatherings of more than 10 people and mandated face masks for all Oregonians. The U.S. federal government has carried out its first execution in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction on three executions scheduled for this week and another set for next month. Daniel Lewis Lee was put to death with a dose of the powerful sedative pentobarbital at a federal prison in Indiana, hours after the court released its ruling. Lee was originally due to be executed on Monday, but hours before that happened, a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction on the grounds that courts should have more time to review whether the method of execution violates constitutional protections against cruel and unusual punishment. Before Tuesday, the federal government has executed three people since reinstating the death penalty in 1988. Until Tuesday, the latest execution had been in 2003. China reacted strongly Tuesday to the Trump administration's rejection of China's broad territorial claims in the South China Sea. It called Washington a troublemaker and a disruptor of regional stability. Years after China started building military bases on remote reefs and islands deep in international waters, the Trump administration on Monday hardened Washington's official stance on the matter. It rejected China's claims as completely unlawful. The United States itself has no territorial claims in the South China Sea and has long maintained it is mainly interested in keeping the waters safe for international shipping. U.S. officials have said countries with competing claims should peacefully resolve any territorial disputes. In 2016, an international arbitration court ruled China's maritime claims had no basis in law. After Monday's U.S. statement, Indonesia and the Philippines joined in, calling on China to abide by the international arbitration court ruling. Malaysia's foreign ministry did not comment. Beijing officials rejected the Trump administration's statement, claiming it had no say in the matter. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.